Saint Joseph was the foster father of our Lord and supported him by the works of his hands. Likewise, by his powerful intercession in heaven, he is the foster father of the church and of every Christian. He is also the patron of the married, as he is the most excellent example for them, both in family life and especially in the upbringing of children. About the Holy Family, people like to think that Saint Joseph did not have any trouble with the education of Jesus. But nevertheless, we read in sacred scripture that at every point of Jesus' life, Saint Joseph performed his obligation as a father to Jesus. Saint John Damascene, a doctor of the church, says, God appointed Saint Joseph to take his place as a father of our Savior. Saint Joseph willingly took upon himself the duties of a father towards our Savior. Our Divine Lord, as a son, surrendered himself entirely with filial confidence to his paternal care. Happiness here and hereafter depends largely upon the performance of those spiritual duties of parents. Some of the virtues which parents may imitate from Saint Joseph are that they are bound to protect their children by word and by example. The teaching of religion should begin not when the children start to school or catechism classes, but as soon as the child begins to talk and understand, even before. Teach your child to make the sign of the cross, to pray the Our Father, a Hail Mary, a prayer to his guardian angel. Teach your children by example. Pray at meals, at bedtime, and your child will pray. Go to Mass and the sacraments regularly, and your child will do the same. Tell the truth always. Respect the names of God, and your child will do the same. Give your child a Catholic education at all cost. Put aside that idea that Catholic schools are inferior in any way to other schools. Just read the records. Parents are bound to love their children, not merely in the natural way, but for spiritual reasons. Your child is a sacred charge from God to you. You must wish for and seek after your child's highest good, the good of his soul. Yet your love must be well ordered, guided by prudence, impartiality, and common sense. Love of a child must never make you blind to his faults. Another responsibility parents have toward their children is to pray for them. In particular, you should pray to the Holy Ghost in the guidance of your children. How often parents throw up their hands and exclaim, "We don't know what to do with our child." The Holy Ghost is the God of wisdom and counsel. Ask humbly and often in prayer, and He will guide you in directing your children. Lastly, you are bound to correct your children. This is a positive duty too often neglected, especially in moral matters. Tell him plainly and positively what is right and what is wrong. Show no fear or favor in pointing out what is not according to God's wishes. Adjust your remarks to their age and temperament, but do point out how to improve morally. Correct prudently. Tell them what is wrong. Show them the beauty and strength of virtue. Advise and explain, then punish, but punish with charity. Teenagers often offer special problems. Try to understand their problems. Problems that are quite different from what they were in your youth. But remember that God's will is still the same. Insist upon its observance. Despite any tears, insist on what you are sure is right. Remember that although Jesus was the divine child, Mary and Saint Joseph did not neglect their duty to him. Christian mothers and fathers must go to Saint Joseph. Confide to him your grief, your sorrow, your anguish of soul. Choose him for your protector and of your children. He will obtain for you the grace to live in the holy state that divine providence has assigned to you. He will teach you how to bring up your children, not only for this world, but above all for heaven. Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.